This is Northwest News from KNKX. The Seahawks are still making headlines despite being out of the NFL playoffs. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about what went wrong this season and how to fix it.
Art, you were in Atlanta for the NFC divisional playoff game. What made the biggest impression on you with how the Seahawks season ended?
Well, the thing that really surprised me was how lousy the defense was. And it was that way for the last several games, really. If you think about it, the Seahawks gave up 38 points to Green Bay. They gave up 34 points to Arizona. Those were both regular season games. And they gave up 36 in Atlanta. The biggest reason for the defensive problems was the absence of Earl Thomas, whose broken leg kept him out of the last six games. That's a big deal, but it's not everything. And I really do think the Seahawks' number one priority in the offseason is drafting probably the top cornerback available in the college draft. They need a good player opposite Richard Sherman. And in Coach Pete Carroll's priority list, defense is 1, 2, and 3. And to have that many problems, you've got to address that first before you even start talking about defense.
Well, speaking of Richard Sherman, a lot of talk this week has been centered around him and a lot of controversy.
Right. Richard had a tough year. There were a couple of sideline outbursts. The controversy that raged about Richard was about how much of his behavior became a distraction for the team. And this week, Pete Carroll admitted it was a distraction. He said of Richard, "He took us places where we didn't want to go." And it wasn't just Richard, because Michael Bennett had some outbursts too. To me, I think there's been a breach between Richard Sherman and Pete Carroll. They've had at least two one-on-one meetings. Carroll is still supportive of him, but Richard has to come to some kind of place where he can maintain his independence but not lose his cool to the point where it becomes a nuisance to the team.
And there was a revelation by Carroll this week regarding an injury that Sherman was apparently playing with.
Right. No one knew that Richard Sherman had a sprained MCL in his knee. And Pete disclosed that on Monday. And everyone said, well, why didn't the public know? Because the NFL rules mandate that. And he said, well, maybe I screwed that up. Well, that's prompted an NFL investigation, and I'm almost certain there will be sanctions, which could include a fine, perhaps the loss of a draft pick, or both. That's a serious breach of NFL rules, and the league wants to make an example out of the Seahawks if indeed they did what Carroll admitted they did.
Well, it seems like the Seahawks want to move past all this, and fans as well. What can they expect in the offseason and heading into next season, do you think?
Well, there's one bit of good news for Seahawks fans. All but one of the starting 22 are under contract for the next season. So only linebacker Mike Morgan is an unrestricted free agent. They're also well-positioned under the salary cap. In that case, that would give them a chance to go out and do what every Seahawk fan wants them to do.
O-line.
Yes. Pursue the offensive line. Try to find somebody at one of the tackles that can anchor a position that was, by most accounts, the worst offensive line in the league, and certainly the least invested. That's got to get attention. The Seahawks obviously know that, but they also want to try to grow these guys because it is the least expensive way forward, is to coach your guys up into success. And they've had some success doing that, but there is going to be a lot of skepticism unless the Seahawks really do start investing in the line and cash and talent. So that's going to be in free agency starting in March.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.